A vowel is a very useful function which used not to work. It worked to begin with, and then for about 6 months it didn't work, and now it claims as it works again. What a vowel does, it evaluates, it basically takes its argument and hands it to the JavaScript interpreter. So why is that useful? So the reason this is useful actually in all interpreters, this is a very general capability that most interpreters have. The reason why it's very useful is it allows you sort of one level of indirection in building JavaScript expressions. Namely, you can now, using a vowel, you can build your JavaScript expression dynamically. So if you think about most languages, if you want Fred.Jim.Harry, and you want to compare that to Fred.Jane.Harry, you have to write that string out as explicitly. And you say, if person number equals zero, then it's Fred.Jane.Harry, otherwise it's Fred.Jim.Harry. But it would be much more elegant in many examples if you could construct the name dynamically as a text string and use that dynamically constructed name in the JavaScript instruction. So that's what a vowel allows you to do. Because a vowel allows you to construct the name and then several names and hand those names to the interpreter. So this allows you to dynamically construct arbitrary JavaScript expressions and then have it interpreted. So it's sort of one level of indirection. So you can use JavaScript to construct a name, that's the argument of a vowel, and then that JavaScript constructed name is yet interpreted once more. So it's sort of double interpretation that you get with a vowel. And that's a good example of where that's useful is in constructing these complex properties of documents, because those documents are typically given labels, those properties like forms and text and buttons in forms all have names, and it might be more convenient to construct that name dynamically using a vowel rather than writing out in gory detail the actual text for the name. So although it may not be entirely obvious, a vowel is a very useful function which, say, broke for about 6 months. It gave you error messages when you used it. And so that was rather frustrating.